It's Sunday, the 4th of November. What am I doing up at 20 past 7 on this cold and frosty morning? Oh, yeah, I remember. Welcome to Nap on Pomo, day 4. Start this show, I always think I'm going to let that play for a bit because it's such a good song. And in fact, what I might do is probably after day 7, so day 8, I'll change the intro embedding music like I did last year, and I'll use the Aquascape track that you're listening to at the moment as the track of the day, which will be I think nice because it's a brilliant song, brilliant tune, and it's not an instrumental, there is actually vocal. See? Yeah. Anyway, I thought I'd start off today with it being so cold and frosty by issuing a public apology to John the Nice Guy for making him join us on yesterday's show. I mean, I've had a couple of comments from people saying how cold John the Nice Guy sounded on yesterday's show. And having listened to the show back myself, I have to admit, I do feel incredibly guilty for inviting John to join us on the show, bearing in mind that I already knew that he was in a particular place that had no heating. So, John, I do apologise, and I very much appreciate you joining us for yesterday's Nap on Pomo show. So, I believe, as it stands now, you should be either back in the warm or heading back to the warm. So, yes, it's all good. Right. Do you know what? Caroline showed me a website, you see. We have solar panels on our roof from a company called A Shade Greener. And what they do is they offer you the solar panels free of charge. The electricity that is generated from the solar panels is yours free to use. But anything that doesn't get used gets fed back into the national grid. And the feed-in tariff, which is the money that the energy company would give back to you because of the energy you're feeding back into the grid from your solar panels, goes to A Shade Greener. That's how they make their profit. It's brilliant. It works really well for us because it is saving us a fortune on our electricity bill. Well, apparently they're doing another service now called A Boiler for Life. And I'll put the link to the show notes to their website. And it's a really interesting concept. What they do is they come in and they replace your boiler with a brand new Grade A condensing boiler. Now, the boiler we've got, it's about 12 years old. It could do with replacing. And it's a bit moody at times, I have to be honest. And so I've looked at their website and it sounds really good. It sounds like one of these too-good-to-be-true offers. It costs, I think, £4.44 a week. Although if you've got their solar panels, you get the first 3 months free. And they include in that, they give you the boiler for free. Well, they don't, but they charge you no more for the boiler. They replace it after 9 years. They will service it free of charge, and there's a free 24-hour call-out. Now, that sounds very much too good to be true. We found out the only possible catch there is that the boiler they provide apparently isn't the best. It might be a smidge underpowered, but I think for a house of this size, it's not a big house, we should be able to get away with it. But the other catch is that the £4.44 a week that you... Did I say a month earlier? No, I meant a week. But £4.44 a week that you pay apparently goes up after 3 months to about £7. So it works out about between £32 and £35 a month for this boiler. Now, thinking about it, we pay British Gas, Home Care, £30 a month to do the 24-hour call-out and free service once a year. So it could be worth it, particularly if you're going to get a free boiler out of it as well. So, yeah, so I've asked them to call me because I have a number of questions regarding the contract and the terms of service. So I might feed back to you on that one. If there's anybody else used these organisations or anything like that, it'd be interesting to hear. Drop me a line. Also wanted to mention that tonight Caroline and I are going to be recording episode 360 of Amped New Music Weekly, which is the official music digest of the Association of Music Podcasting, of which we are very proud members. And it's a special one because it being episode 360, we have decided to do our first ever themed podcast. And by themed, we mean we have invited all the contributors who are going to be putting music into it to submit music of a certain theme. Now, that's either subject or title. And I've just run out of bedding music, but I'm not going to start it again because I'm not going to be waffling for too much longer. So being 360, I thought would come up with the idea of full circle. Because the circle has 360 degrees. You knew that. But also, because the episode is getting released live tomorrow, which is Bonfire Night or Guy Fawkes Night, if we thought we could maybe stick a firework reference in as well. With extra bonus points going to anybody who can put in a song about Catherine Wheels. And I'm like, Catherine Wheels, fantastic. No one did it. Except us. We put in a song about Catherine Wheels onto the show that we'll be recording tonight. And I'll probably put that in as tomorrow's track to fit in with the whole Bonfire Nighty type theme. So there you go. So if you want to go and check that that show out, there are 7 tracks submitted from 6 podcasters. If you go to amped.musicpodcasting.org from Monday morning, I think is it 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning? I can't remember which. Episode 360 will be there for you to listen to, and it'll be Caroline and I hosting it. So there you go. Okay, today's track is a brilliant, brilliant piece of music. Earlier this year, Dan Lynch from Rat Hole Radio, he put on a gig in Liverpool. And one of the performers at that gig, as well as his own band and another band called the Corinthians, was a chap called Tom Moorcroft. Now, he's based out of Liverpool. And I don't actually have his website address. How bad is that? Let me go and find it. But basically, he was on stage, just him and his guitar, and a percussionist. Now, what drew me to it is that the percussionist was sitting on a box, just like the box that I have over there. It's called a cajon. And it's basically, it's a drum box. And you hit it, and it makes a noise. And depending on how you hit it and where you hit it, you get different noises out of it. And I can get a fairly passable 4-piece drum kit out of it, which isn't too bad to say that it's just a box. So yeah, he had this box and was playing along to Tom Moorcroft's vocals and guitar. And it's a brilliant piece of music. Now, I don't have the live version of the track, one of the tracks that he performed, but I do have the studio version. So Tom Moorcroft, you can find at tommoorcroft.com. That's TommoorcroftCROFT.com. Links will be in the show notes, as always, at thebugcast.org/napodpomo. So I will leave you, because I'm going to go back to bed because it's cold. I'm going to leave you with Tom Moorcroft and his track, Holly. And I'll catch you tomorrow.
She goes far, far so she don't see the sky. She's got crystal tears falling from her eyes. Pain scatters along before the tide. You watch her as she's falling to another aching tide.
of you when you call. You don't have to meet me, Holly. You don't have to tell me you've been it on fire. Will you come see me, Holly? Best days in summer, put it on fire. His name is, he should have never let you down. While you were hanging around, motherfucker, smoking petrol with your legs around. Whoa, you don't have to meet me, yeah. Meet me, meet me, meet me, meet me, yeah. You don't have to meet me, Holly. You don't have to tell me. Feeling on fire. Will you come see me, Holly? The best days in summer are loaded on.